Hi everyone, thank you for being part of Sunday Online this week. My name's Mark, if I've not met you before. I'm the minister here at The Free, and it's a real privilege to bring you a message today. And this message is entitled Rooted. And you know, earlier on in our service, Sally spoke to us about this painting that God gave us, this image that God gave us in 2021 of a church that is rooted, that is growing and sowing. And you know, for me, this is one of the most significant things that's happened in the life of our church over the last year or so. In what's been a really difficult time, God was so gracious to give us this, what I believe is a prophetic picture. It's a real message from God about the type of church he wants us to increasingly become. It's this picture of a dandelion field, and the dandelions are rooted. And you can see those lovely roots going down deep into the soil. And don't dandelion roots go down deep, especially when you're trying to dig them out of a field or out of your garden, perhaps. They're rooted, but they're growing healthily. And dandelions are able just to grow anywhere, really, aren't they? And they're able to grow healthily wherever they are, in whatever circumstances they find themselves. And you know, God is saying to us, I want you to be a church that grows healthily, whatever circumstances, whatever life throws at us, particularly with our well-being, our emotional, our mental, our spiritual well-being. And then dandelions, they transform, don't they? They go from that beautiful, vibrant yellow flower into seed heads that then sow wherever the wind takes them. And this sense that God is saying to us, I also want you, once you've grown healthily, to sow yourselves, to take the good news, to take my word out to the places where you find yourselves. We're to be rooted, growing and sowing. And perhaps it won't be a surprise to you, seeing as it's there bold across the middle of the screen, that for me, our focus in 2022 is to really look at what it means for us to be rooted. If those dandelions represent you and me, are our roots going to go down deep as those are? Into God, into the plans and purposes that he has for us, into our relationship with Jesus. And you know, this idea of being rooted isn't new. Paul, the Apostle Paul, wrote about what it means to be rooted in Christ many, many years ago. Sally read to us from Colossians chapter 2, and in that passage he says this: so then, just as you received Jesus Christ as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. You know, this letter that's entitled Colossians was Paul writing to a baby church, an infant church in a place called Colossae, which is now in modern day Turkey. You can still go and visit Colossae today. And this was a brand new baby church that was founded early in the life of the church as it was growing around the area, around the world. And you know, in Colossians chapter 1, Paul paints this incredible picture of who Jesus is. This incredible picture of saying he's supreme, he's vast, he's big, he's bigger than we can imagine. He's great, he's the very fullness of God. It's all contained in Jesus. And then he talks about the cross and Jesus' death, his burial, his resurrection. And then at the start of chapter 2, he gives his first instruction to this baby church. This is who Christ is. Now here's what I want you to do. And what does he say? What's the first thing he says? He says, live your lives in him. Be rooted in him. And I love that description of what it is to be a follower of Jesus. Because what Paul's describing here isn't a casual relationship, but it's a deep, intimate relationship. It's a relationship that says, I am totally reliant on who Jesus is. You know, a dandelion is totally reliant on its roots. Any plant is, any tree is totally reliant on its roots and where they're rooted in. And Paul's saying, I want you as Christians to be totally reliant on who you're rooted in. Just as a plant gets its stability and its sustenance and its ability to grow and be fruitful from its roots, He's saying that's what I want you as Christians to find in Jesus, that your stability, that your nutrition and your sustenance, that your ability to grow and be fruitful comes through and from Jesus. I wonder, does that sound like your relationship with Jesus? Does it sound like my relationship with Jesus? Am I living in Him? Am I rooted in Jesus? Am I totally reliant on Him? You know, it's a danger, isn't there, as Christians, that we kind of get Jesus out for an hour a week when we're coming to church or when we're involved in a church activity. But right, I better get Jesus, better take Jesus with me. This isn't that sort of relationship, is it? This is 24/7, totally reliant. And Paul says, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him. Then there's almost a choice here to continue to do that, to continue to choose that way. The roots are so important. That's why I love our painting. Because the roots there are golden. Chris Duffett, who painted this, we didn't ask him to paint golden roots, but he felt God tell him to do that. That the roots are important. And that's so true, isn't it? That our roots are important. I love the fact they're golden. You know, gold is precious. It's expensive. It's worth a lot. It's a value to it. And that's the value shown there in gold that we need to put on our roots. It's important for us to be rooted. We're going to be unpacking this over this coming year. And if you're going to be part of our church community, this church family, you're going to hear this word rooted a lot over 2022. So we're going to explore what it is to be rooted in prayer, what it is to be rooted in worship, what it is to be rooted in God's word. So get used to that word and really start to pray into it and ask God to reveal more to you about what it means to be rooted in Christ. But you know, it's interesting, just these last few days as I was praying and preparing this message for us, God took me in a direction I wasn't expecting. I was just going to prepare a message on what it is to be rooted. But God said, do you know what, Mark, there's something that comes before being rooted, and it's a really important step. And I want us to unpack that a bit together now. And it involves a little prop. It involves this. Don't know if you can see what that is from where you're watching. But this is a mango stone. I had a mango earlier today and I was able to enjoy that. And it's very delicious. And it's hard work, but I was able to dig out the seed or the stone in the middle of the mango. And I want you to imagine that this mango stone represents you, it represents me, it represents those of us who call ourselves Christians. Yeah, you can name your mango stone if you like. This is Mark the mango stone. And you know, there is so much potential in this mango stone, isn't there? And it's not meant to stay like this. The purpose of this mango stone isn't just to remain like this, inanimate really, just a hard, almost like a rock. That's not what this is designed to do. You don't need to be a great gardener to know that actually for this mango stone to really live out its full potential, it needs to be planted or buried in the ground. Because it's only then that it will reach its potential. And mango trees can grow to 20, 25 feet. It's incredible that all that is contained within that mango stone, isn't it? That once it's planted, once it's buried in the ground, it can then become a tree. It can then actually multiply itself. It can become fruitful. But first of all, it's got to be planted. It's got to be buried in the dark. You know, I suspect if we could talk to this mango stone and say, this is what's going to happen to you, and if it could answer us back, it would say, I don't want to. I don't want to go into the ground. I'm quite happy as I am. But no, it would have to be planted deep into the dark, into the wet. And once it's in there, with the right conditions and the gradual warmth of the earth, what would happen to that? It would be broken open. Again, I don't think the mango stone would be up for that, but that's what's going to happen. This hard, protective coating will be broken open. and what's inside would be revealed. And once that is revealed, it's then that it would sprout and some roots would start to come out of it. And it would start to seek those nutrients and start to anchor itself in the ground so that it can have a new life, so that it can grow into a tree and become fruitful. But, you know, it's got to go into the ground first. Jesus must have been a great gardener, because he often talked about seeds and growing things and what they were like. And at one point in John chapter 12, Jesus says this. He says, "Listen carefully. Unless a grain of wheat or perhaps a mango stone is buried in the ground, dead to the world, it is never any more than a grain of wheat. But if it is buried, it sprouts and reproduces itself many times over." Can you hear what Jesus is saying here? He's talking about grains of wheat and things being buried, but he's talking about, first of all, himself and what was to come for himself through his death and his burial and his resurrection, but also about his followers as well. That to fully realize our potential in him, we've got to be buried first. A death, really, has got to come first before roots can grow and before this new growth can come. You see, Jesus is calling you and I to be rooted in him, especially this year. He wants us to be rooted in him. But for me, Jesus has been saying these last few days that if there's no burial, there is no roots. That he's challenging us and saying, are we prepared to be planted? Are we prepared to be buried in him first? So that roots can grow deep within him. You know, we're not designed to stay as we are. We're not designed to stay as these hard stones. We've got potential within us. You have so much potential within you, even more than a mango stone. But it only is realized when we first submit to being buried in Christ first. That's what needs to happen first of all. Paul, who wrote this letter to this church in Colossae, wrote one to the church in Rome as well. And in that letter, in chapter 6, Paul describes that when we become followers of Jesus, that we join in his death, his burial, and his resurrection, that to be in Christ is to accept everything, all of who he is. And what's true of Jesus Christ, it then becomes true for us. And so when you become a Christian, what you did was you joined in Jesus' death and his burial, saying goodbye to our old person. But we also joined in his resurrection as well. A new life came. We see this beautifully in baptism. That as we lay people in the water, it's almost a symbol of that happening. A death, a burial, and then they come up, a resurrection, a new life. This isn't a physical death that we join in with. It's a spiritual death and burial. And if you're a follower of Jesus, this is what has happened to you. It's what's happened to me. But listen, Paul in his letters, particularly to Rome, but also here to the church in Colossae, makes it very clear that although that's a state that happens to us and that's something that cannot be changed, that we join in his death, burial and resurrection, it's also an ongoing choice that we have to make. Look at what he says here. He says, continue to live your lives in him. Is this Paul saying, you know, you've got a choice here. I want you to continue in this way. Continue to live in Jesus. And for me, that's the challenge right now at the start of 2022. Am I going to continue to live my life in him? Am I going to continue to live my life as a Christian who is buried in Christ? Am I going to live my life as a Christian man who's chosen to submit to Jesus? And there's a sense that every day I and you as followers of Jesus need to say, this is who I am. I'm in Christ. I'm buried in Him. This is who I'm. I'm not the old person I used to be. I'm a new person. And that's hard. Submission is hard. Because there's this old person, there's this old Mark that was the man I was before I was a Christian that keeps sneaking back and keeps wanting me to make choices that aren't great and keeps wanting me to be a person that is totally self-obsessed and self-absorbed rather than the person that Jesus wants me to be, rooted in Him. It's hard. You see, it means submitting to Him and being buried in Him means sometimes, like a seed, going to dark, uncomfortable places. And life can be like that sometimes, can't it? The last few years have been, for some of us, quite dark, quite difficult. But Jesus says, actually, sometimes I'm going to take you to those places so you truly learn to rely on Me and to learn to trust Me when it's difficult. That's what it means to be buried in Christ. Learning to completely trust in Him even when life says something else. It might mean being broken open by Him. You know, we talked about this mango seed needs to be broken open, this hard outer shell. And God will do that to you and me. This is why it's hard. When we submit to Him, He says, I want to break you open. I want to reveal what's truly going on inside of you. So I can come and heal you and transform you on the inside. It means absolutely allowing ourselves to be radically changed and transformed by Jesus' Spirit. So we're not the same. You know, a seed doesn't look like a tree. And once we're buried in Christ, once we join in Jesus' death and His burial, we're resurrected and we don't look the same. You know, it says in 2 Corinthians 5, Paul writes, he says, anyone who is in Christ, who's buried in Christ, is a new creation. And he says, the old has gone, the new has come. There's a radical transformation that takes place. It's hard. It means going to dark, difficult places. It means being, allowing ourselves to be broken open. Revealing who we truly are. It means being transformed radically. But just like a seed, when it allows that process to take place, it means that roots can grow. It means that roots can grow and we can become rooted in Christ. And when that happens, it leads to trees. It leads to 20, 25 foot, 50 foot, 100 foot trees. Giant redwoods can grow once seeds are broken open in the dark. They're transformed. And at the start of this year, Jesus is saying to you, He's saying to me, are you up for that? Are you up for that? You see, when we become a Christian, we are absolutely in Christ. We're justified. The Bible calls it. That's a posh theological word. It says we're justified in Him. We are made right with Him. But the Bible also talks about the ongoing work of sanctification. This ongoing change. This taking up our cross every day and submitting to Jesus and saying, I'm prepared to be buried again today. I'm prepared to die to my own wants, my own desires, my own temptations, my own fears, my own addictions. I'm prepared to lay down and die and go to dark, difficult places. I'm prepared to be broken open by You. This is all the work of sanctification so that I can grow and become the person You really want me to be. So I can put down deep roots in You. You know, there's a sense within me that some of us at the start of this year, maybe for a few months, are frustrated. We're disappointed, maybe even bored by our faith at the moment. And we're saying, why? Maybe you found yourself saying, why aren't I growing in the way I want to as a Christian? Why aren't I seeing fruit in my life? Why aren't I feeling close to Jesus at the moment? My question for you is, are you continuing to live your life in him? Yes, you're in Christ, but are you continuing to live your life in him? Because unless you are, you won't be rooted in him. And you won't be built up in him. I wonder, for some of us at the start of this year, we need to say, yes, I am up for anything, Jesus. Everything you have. And I'm prepared to lay down my life and join you in your death, your burial, once again, so that I can know your resurrection power in my life. We're going to use a song to help us to respond, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to pray for us. And you know, the words of this song, I think, are really important. The words say, Lord, I come to you, let my heart be changed and renewed. It says, I want the weaknesses in me to be stripped away by the power of your love. It says, unveil my eyes and renew my mind. This is all about the change, the transformation, the sanctification. This is what it means to be buried in Christ. To lay down what we want, to allow the good things of him to grow within us. Why don't we use this song as we respond, and let's use it as a prayer as well.